Alle 5 Jahre aktualisiert SBS Radio sein Programmangebot. Mark Cummins, der für den Inhalt des Programms verantwortliche Manager, sagt, die Reform spiegelt die wechselnden Bedürfnisse einer kulturell und sprachlich unterschiedlichen Hörerschaft in Australien. Cummins sagt weiter, dass die Konsultationen auch Klarheit bringen werden über die Kriterien, die bei der Gestaltung zukünftiger Sprachprogramme angelegt werden.
These criteria are going to be used with the 2016 census data that will be released next year to determine which languages are provided by SBS radio services. So the way that those services will be delivered will be determined on the results of the census that we'll get, and then we'll take into account the changes in audience listening habits, but we'll also, of course, take into account the feedback that we get from this public consultation. We'll look through all of that and understand what the community is saying about what they want from SBS.
Mark Cummins sagt, er erwarte regen Zuspruch und Beteiligung an der Diskussion aus der Bevölkerung.
After having run the process in 2012, we're pretty confident that communities and organizations in particular will understand what this process is about and how important it is to feed into it, because it really is a really important time for communities to let us understand what they need and what they want.
Die letzte Reform des SBS-Radioangebots fand zwischen 2012 und 2013 statt und es war zugleich die erste umfassende Neuordnung der Stundenverteilung seit 18 Jahren. Das Resultat dieser Reform ist das aktuelle Programmschema von 74 Sprachen inklusive 3 neuer Sprachen aus Asien, vornehmlich Malayalam, Hmong und Pashto. Und 3 neue Sprachen aus Afrika, nämlich Dinka, Swahili und Tirinya. Cummins sagt, der Zugang der genannten 6 neuen Sprachen sei besonders sinnvoll gewesen.
Someone's language, it can be Dinka, it can be Tigrinya, it could be Hmong, these languages that, or Kurdish, for example, you know, languages in particular that don't have a country, a home country, and don't have a national broadcaster. The symbol value of us being able to do news information about life in Australia, but also news information about what's going on in the world, is a huge thing for communities to understand that my language counts, I have a place at the table of democracy.
Der Vizepräsident der Federation of African Communities Councils in Australien, Edward De Solo, sagt, die Aufnahme der 9 afrikanischen Sprachen sei von großer Bedeutung gewesen. Er sagt, damit sei den Benutzern dieser Sprachen das Gefühl der Zugehörigkeit, der Teilnahme und der Anerkennung gegeben worden.
We want somebody to be much more involved and productive and contribute, you know, much more positively, then you must be able to empower them to be able to actually do for themselves what others profess to do for them. So I think that is a very significant step and that's something that I commend.
Auch Carmen Guerra, Leiterin des Center for Multicultural Youth, betont, dass die Neugestaltung des Radioprogramms vor 5 Jahren ein wichtiger Schritt gewesen sei.
Because SBS is often the gateway for many of the new communities to engage with Australian society. So it has to be reflective and at the forefront of communicating with those communities, and particularly if it wants to communicate with young people, who constitute really the largest proportion of new arrivals, as in young, you know, under 30, under 40, you have to be utilising digital platforms as well.
Sie sagt, dass die Rolle von SBS bei der Eingliederung von Neuankömmlingen anerkannt sei.
Engaging, speaking to young people, giving them a platform to talk to each other, but also to their own communities and elders and parents, is really important way of helping the community move into the Australian society. So I think that SBS can play a really important role in doing that.
Mark Cummins unterstreicht, dass die Bedeutung einer weit gefächerten Hörerschaft, zu der auch junge Menschen gehören, anerkennt.
Over this past 5 years, the changes that we've made at SBS Radio with regards to what platforms we're on, and that in, for the most part, it's been really embracing digital platforms, social media in particular. And in doing that, we've found a whole new audience and a much younger audience who are happily now aware that we exist and are engaging with us on a day-to-day basis. So we are looking forward to hearing from those communities, and particularly those younger listeners, who perhaps are not engaging with linear radio, but are engaging with us on our social media and digital platforms. So I think that's a really exciting part of what we're about to do.
Eddie Mikalev, Vorsitzender des Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria, verspricht, alle Mitglieder aufzurufen, an den Radioreform-Konsultationen teilzunehmen. Er sagt, SBS muss die vielen Facetten einer multikulturellen Gemeinschaft reflektieren.
I think it is good that the SBS has these reviews from time to time. And I also think there are, I won't put it in the terms of winners and losers, but some communities have to reflect the or accept the reality that their needs have to be balanced with the needs of newer and emerging communities. And those sort of issues need to be taken very much into account. So I'd say, look, even though there was some criticism of the last review, I think that reviews are very necessary from time to time.
Auch Edward De Solo ist überzeugt, dass afrikanische Hörer mit Freude an den Konsultationen teilnehmen werden.
This is a very interesting and important subject to us as we consider designing programs that will help our people to settle, integrate better in the society and make meaningful contribution. We look forward to having a good number of African involvement and participation, being able to contribute to the best outcome for the consultation.
SBS wird in seinem Radioprogramm Ankündigungen über die Konsultationstreffen in Englisch und in anderen Sprachen verbreiten. Die Auswahlkriterien sollen bis zum März 2017 feststehen, damit ein neues Sendeschema gegen Ende nächsten Jahres geschaffen werden kann. Ein erster Entwurf der Kriterien wurde am Montag, den 14. November, veröffentlicht. Und die Reaktionen können über die Internetseite sbs.com.au/consultations abgeliefert werden.